Matt Youngblood, you're now connected with Dr. Cheryl Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
So you have had a nice week?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, give me one moment. Next time you hear me, we will be live.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking out time and coming on to speak with myself and my listeners today.
It's great to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you on. So, 2012 saw some significant milestones in the treatment of advanced breast cancer. And so, how does advanced breast cancer differ from early stage breast cancer for my listeners that may not be aware?
Well, advanced breast cancer are those individuals who have spread of their breast cancer typically beyond the area of the breast and the lymph nodes, maybe in different organs such as the liver or lung or bone. So these are women that have a significant challenge.
And so now, what were some of the breakthroughs or progress and milestones that we reached in 2012?
Well, for years we have been able to treat breast cancer with hormone therapy and chemotherapy. Now, ideally, in the women that are sensitive to hormone therapy, because it is much less side effects, we prefer to start with those medications. But with time, they will become resistant. We have learned that the resistance is through something called an mTOR pathway, and we have a medication, Afinitor, that helps to overcome this resistance, allowing women to be on their hormone medications with sensitivity for their breast cancer for almost an additional year. That's an extra year of improvement in survival and the avoidance of some of the side effects of chemotherapy.
And so it really helps to make it a less invasive process then for the women going through treatment?
It allows them a treatment that improves not only their survival, but has less side effects and improved quality of life. So less physician visits, less toxicities from the treatment.
And so now what questions should my listeners be kind of taking in with them to their physician that may be in or patients of breast cancer?
Well, it's important for not only the patients of breast cancer, but also their caregivers are there. Support system that helps to ask and think of the questions to ask. It's always important to ask about what new advances are out there. They can go to websites such as the www.advancedbreastcancercommunity.org to help to identify questions and to outline what they may want to take to their physician. Or they can even look at the gacancer.com website because it has a Ask the Doc or Second Opinion question if they have something specific that they want to know about.
And so it's a great resource then to really utilize because it seems that the more informed the patient is, the more they get out of that visit with their physician.
Exactly. And, you know, the visits with physicians are sometimes rushed. It's important that patients take notes with them so they make certain all their questions are asked and answered.
And so then keeping a health journal then prior to the visit to note any kind of things that may have come up or so that things aren't forgotten?
That's a very helpful tip, yes.
And so what other things should my listeners be aware of this morning when it comes to these milestones for 2012?
Well, I think these milestones are so important because many people think that when a patient has advanced breast cancer that they don't have much hope. This gives us tremendous hope, lots of opportunities, and shows us the importance of participating in clinical trials to get the answers that we need to improve the breast cancer treatment.
And it seems that the revitalization of hope in and of itself can help raise the quality of life for a patient.
That is true, yes.
And so now where can my listeners go for more information?
So for more information, your listeners here in Georgia can go to the www.gacancer.com website, as well as the advancedbreastcancercommunity.org, because that also has lots of links to some of the other community and affiliated organizations.
Excellent. So they'll be able to find, like, peer-to-peer support and also about clinical trials, things like that going on.
Exactly. That's all on the Georgia Cancer website.
Perfect. Would you give that site just one more time?
That's www.gacancer.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Jones, for taking out time and coming on to speak with myself and my listeners this morning.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You do too.